internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on My Parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with GEICO. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Bless you. Don't let allergies hold you back.
Swing by Walgreens to get the allergy relief you need to start feeling better fast. Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blue windows on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey, aren't you that guy everybody hates?
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. If I never you got it right.
Who was that earlier? Was that
I'll be rich and
Trudy Andrews.
Oh.
Trudy.
Yeah.
Gold Julie Andrews cousin.
I thought it was going to be Tiny Jim.
Tiny Jim?
I can't even believe you know who that is. Herbert Corey was his name.
Was that his real name?
Yeah, Tiny Tim. Man,
what a piece of work.
You amaze me. I mean, you really shouldn't know who that is.
Tiny Tim.
He's before your time, as they say.
I heard some interviews with him later in his life.
Oh, man.
He was wacky as he appeared.
Yeah, he was out there. And it wasn't an act. He was just
crazy. Wearing adult diapers and really OCD about health and food. And,
He was nuts. Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. You should know right off, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm in a really bad mood and I'm in a really good mood. I'm two moods in one. I'm disappointed a little bit. I'm not getting the cash that I need for this trivia night 2 weeks from Saturday. I need some money. I need some big money. And I know you're out there. I know who you are who can't afford it. I get that. But I also know who you are out there. And I'm going to hit you again during the Playhouse because that's probably the biggest number. In numbers, the largest audience we have is that going home crowd. But 2 weeks from Saturday, a lot of fun, trivia night. And I'm with my grandson in Jeff City that night. But Dan will be there. Pian will be there with their chicks. And I need two couples and I need a lot of dough. And I've got some offers, but it's not enough. It's generous and it's nice, but I need more. So that's it. I'll let it go at that till the Playhouse. I don't want to keep begging, but as we get closer, I'll have to. I refuse to not come up with as much money as we did last year for St. Jude Children's Hospital through Window World and Window World Cares. Do we have any Burke segment?
I do not, but I thought you were going to say you were upset about this poor guy that was... tortured with the death penalty story. I thought that's why you were going to be upset.
Do you know that I just heard bits and pieces of this story? Tell me what happened. I know that they've put a couple of on hold because of what happened. What happened with this guy?
Well, there were supposed to be two last night in Oklahoma, and after this one that went horribly wrong, they put the other ones on a stay of. Apparently that. You know, the combination of drugs that
three drugs
states are using now.
Right.
It didn't go too well, and the poor guy suffered, I think.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he ended up having a heart attack. He didn't die from the drugs. He ended up having a massive heart attack.
Oh, no, stop. So, this is horrible.
Yeah.
What did he do again?
Well, he was convicted of shooting a 19-year-old girl and then watching two accomplices bury her alive.
That's all?
Yes.
That's all he did?
Yeah, that's all he did.
And we make that guy suffer like that?
I mean, yeah.
What is wrong with this country?
He had a heart attack. Instead of just letting him go to sleep, he had a heart attack?
Yes. Yes.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Not this quite kind of being stuff is, buried alive, but...
This kind of stuff is unbelievable. He should have been buried alive.
Exactly.
Oh, I think so, too.
That's what they should do to him.
Yeah,
forget the heart attack's too easy. We are such pansies. There's another word that starts with a P that I'd like to use, but I don't know if I can use that or not. So we'll go with pansies. were just such pansies.
Yeah.
You know, those thugs that shot up. Remember the doctor up in Cincinnati or whatever, and his wife and daughters were raped and burned up in the house. And remember that guy?
Yeah.
He's still around. He's remarried again. And I don't even know how a man lives through a horror movie like that. That's not a movie. And those scumbags are still in jail. I know they're on death row, but my goodness, they won't be killed for 20 years or something. In a case like that. And it's not like these guys that get set free because DNA proves, ooh, they weren't. I'm not talking about cases where there's any, even a tiny, tiny speck of a possibility they might not be guilty. I'm talking about the one where there is no doubt, where they confess and lead you to the body, where they say in the interrogation, yeah, I did it, and I'm proud of it, and I wish I'd killed them more people. Okay, those guys, bury them and make it hurt. Look, in Turkey and places like that, if you steal something, they cut your hands off. I'll guarantee you there's not a lot of thieves running around Turkey.
No.
You put that out on television, you go, hey, everybody, tune into Channel 18. We're going to cut this guy's hands off because he stole something. Whew, pretty good deterrent. We don't do anything that painful for murderers or rapists. We're just so easy. He had a, and I'll bet there was all kinds of protesting. Oh, my God, this is so inhumane. He had a heart attack. He was part of burying a girl alive, killing her, and then wasn't shooting her. She wasn't quite dead and burying her alive. So what? Who cares what happens to this guy?
Hmm.
And there are people upset over the very thing I just said. That's what astounds me. I don't really care that those people think that. So, no, I didn't know. I'd heard that something went bad and they pushed back a couple of others because, yeah, heaven forbid somebody have a heart attack and die. Oh, the guy we're going to kill dies.
Right. That's what I was...
Yeah. Halt everything!
That's what I was wondering. I wonder if they tried to revive him after he had the heart attack.
No, they probably did. Clear! We got to bring him back so we can kill him the right way. It doesn't make any sense. Remember that guy that... they postponed his execution because he had pneumonia or something?
Yeah.
Holy cow. What's wrong with people? Anything else?
Nope.
No? Dan? Nothing?
No, nothing.
Well, we didn't even... Well, we'll close it. We didn't really have
it.
One.
Oh, no, I guess we didn't really open it.
Well, we closed it anyway. It doesn't matter. A listener, and I'm sorry I didn't keep the name, but I get... If I kept all the emails I get, I'd have to have a warehouse stacked with papers, or I guess I could file them, but then trying to retrieve them, so sorry. But a listener sent me a suggestion. They heard us talking about the... Don't tell me. I always have a tough time with this title. The Wild, Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. It's a Jesco
yes.
White's family. And so Peon had told me about it, so I watched it, and it's these Appalachian hillbilly mountain people.
Yeah, I never really talked to you after you finished it. Was it as good as...
Oh, it was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. Because you have to understand that what you're watching and those people... Let's say there are levels of hillbillyism, okay, or redneckishness, and those people are, on a 1 to 10, they're 10. They're the most backwoods, ignorant, toothless, stupid hillbillies, mountain people. That's the top of the heap.
And you feel sorry for the kids because you
yes.
know they have no chance. I mean, it's just
yes,
a cycle of...
that's all they know. So I grew up at about a 7 or an 8 because I grew up in Tennessee in a little nothing town where... Two or three of the kids every year in my class didn't wear shoes to school. And it wasn't as much they didn't have the money as they didn't like to wear shoes. The kid next door to me never wore shoes.
Just
he
like
played outside
his,
with no shoes. His feet were like leather. No, they were. They were like a gorilla or something. He took a knitting needle one time in front of me and ran it completely through the sole of his foot to show me what a callus he had.
It's
just a solid callus. So I was in school with kids who brought beer in mason jars to school for lunch. I'm serious. In the sixth grade, Sammy Francis left sixth grade, and I'll never forget the teacher asking us at the end of the school day to please wish Sammy well. This is the sixth grade, because Sammy would be leaving in the middle of the school year to join the Marines. Sixth grade. He was 18. Oh. No, I'm serious. He was 18 years old. I'll never forget that. She's, let's all wish Sammy well. He's going in the Marine Corps. So I grew up in a hillbillies. So when I watch this stuff, it brings back flashes of not quite to that extreme. So I watched the Whites thing, and then a listener sent me an email and said, you have to watch American Hollow. Now, folks, if you have YouTube, and you probably do, just type in the search bar American Hollow, and what will come up are segments, like 8 minutes, 9 minutes, or it'll say all. Click all and watch them in order. Each of the 10 segments of American Hollow is only 8-9 minutes long at the most. So you can watch the whole thing in 90 minutes. And that's what I did last night. I could not stop watching this thing. These people are... It's actually wrong that in 2014 anybody in the United States should be that stupid, that ignorant. But they love it. And if you tried to take them and clean them up, they would hate you, they'd fight you, they'd be miserable. Because some of these people state in the video, well, that's a good life, you know.
It's almost their identity.
I mean, it is. There are lots of people, you know, stressed out in the city, and we don't have none of that. And well, we ain't got no running water or nothing, but we also ain't got no pile of bills to pay, and we got food on the table, and they talk about killing things and eating them, and it's hilarious, but it's also sad. I'm going to play you. Now, I've got this set to, this is the mother. Her name is Irie or something like that. She's the mom. She's 68 years old. I'm not kidding you. If you watch American Hollow, when you see her, and if you said, hey, guess her age, you'd say 93. She's 68. And she's walking into a little shack that I guess used to be her home, and now one of her kids is in it. But she starts pointing in the documentary to pictures, and she's explaining who's in these pictures. So just listen to the way she talks. And if I had time, I'd play you her 13 children who are all grown and listen, let you listen to them talk. Her 25 grandchildren, let you listen to them talk. And they all have the same speech pattern. The same. So here she is. I hope this works. Let's see here.
That's my daddy right there. He was about, I guess, 76 years old when that was made. This mommy, and she's holding my two sisters, and the other little girl on the side is my sister Marine, and this is me. I was probably about 10 years old at that time. I was raised up in an abused home now. Daddy would beat mommy and pull her hair, kick her, till I think she was going to die. Well, I was scared. I'd be scared of my daddy onto my mother beating on her. I'd be scared to move and cry my eyes out of her. But now mommy took abusing right on and on. He even got the gun on her. Would keep us all tore up. We were scared for him to come home, afraid what he'd say. We were scared to leave home, go to school, afraid what he'd do to mommy before we got back.
Another part of the house here.
Uh-oh.
She's with her mom in a nursing
home.
Here's your food. She's feeding
her. She went through a lot of pain. I can show you the scars. I've had to feed her for 6 years, going on 7. No girls, no daughter-in-law, except to take care of Granny.
Yeah, this is the most dysfunctional bunch of people. I could watch this again right now, and I just watched all 10 of them. I could watch them again. But what it did was... it makes me so, I'm so thankful that circumstances took me out of the hillbilly sticks of Tennessee. Because I grew up with people who talk. Now, I had the accent, all right, but I had good grammar. Here's an example. These hillbillies would say, oh, me and my brother, we had just came back from a store, and we seen our daddy. I would have said as a kid, my brother and I had just come back from the store, and we saw my daddy. Good grammar, same hick voice. Right. Okay, so I got out of there with and managed to lose most of the hick voice. There's some still there. But I didn't have the grammar issue because my mother was a stickler for grammar. And I don't know how that ever came to be because she was born and raised in Tennessee. I don't know where she developed this ability to know good grammar from bad grammar, but everybody around us. I'll give you one of the common expressions. Like if I said to one of my friends, hey, you want to go down and maybe go to the movie theater Saturday? And he'd say, don't make me no never mind. That was a common expression. You don't make me. Yuns is going. And honest to goodness, that's how they talk.
Well,
Yuns is. If I ever at home said things like that, whew, my mother would have just torn into me. We do not talk like that. You know, you don't say where is it at, and it's not my brother went, my brother and I went, and she was like an English, like a grammar teacher or something. So that I'm at least thankful for, because I don't know that you can lose all of that. I think it's a lot easier to lose the accent than it is to lose an entire childhood of being brought up with just terrible, horrible grammar. And the teeth on these people. The one guy has one tooth, and it's off center on the bottom.
He's not even really taking very good care of that. some comedians.
And that tooth is a disaster. You'd think if you had one tooth, you'd brush it, you'd buff it. No. That one, he's just letting that one rot away, too. It's called American Hollow, and this all takes place in Kentucky, in the hills of Kentucky. And what we don't realize is there are thousands of these people in this country. They're in Missouri. They're in Arkansas. They're in Kentucky. They're in Tennessee. I don't know if there are any in New York State or Washington State, but they're, especially in the South and the Midwest, they're still out there. And maybe somebody listening is from that, and you know what I'm talking about. But I'm not kidding. When I was in school, it was so common. It don't make me no never mind. and I wish I could remember so well. Hey, are y'all going to, and this would be me with good grammar, just a hick voice. Hey, are y'all going to that rodeo that's coming to town? Here's the other person. I reckon. I mean, that was as common as okay. I reckon. And just stuff like, well, me and him was a-fitching to go down to the Golden Rule, but I heard Mr. Rothmeyer's come. He come down with some kindly a pneumonia or something. And they would say that, and they'd say things like, well, I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, ideal. I like the ideal. Or idea.
Yeah, idea or ideal. What you're talking. And it was always what you're talking about. They do that, too. So I got to stop it, because if I don't, I'll actually start talking
slip
like
back
this.
Into
it's so easy. American Hollow. YouTube. Check it. And then what will happen is you'll see these links that lead you. And then I got caught, man, in the trap. I started watching a couple other Appalachian, and I had to just stop. I had to just shut the thing off because I'd have been up all night. Man, I love that stuff. You need to know who's out there and who lives in this country. You know, from the very, very well. It's funny. when you take both extremes of education, you take the least educated, most ignorant. And by the way, none of these people in this family have a job. They're all on welfare. And they talk about that check coming every month. The only thing they do for extra money is they go out and gather moss. And I don't know how you make money selling moss. And, ginseng or something.
Root. Is it like a root? Oh, yeah.
They dig these roots out. They're dirty. They're filthy hands. And they go into town and sell some guy roots and moss. And this one guy on the documentary says, well, if you're lazy and you don't want to work, well, and all you got that check coming in, but a man can make upwards of 120 a week if he wants to get out and work. But if you don't sit on your butt all day, you ain't gonna make it. Digging in the dirt, pulling roots, and getting moss all day, every day, all week for $120. And they'll say things like, I like this life. I do. We got a good life here. We got a good life, her. It's not scare, it's scur. It scurred me. It scurred the hell out of me. All right, enough of that American Hollow. 314-969. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to you. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. I'm going to talk to Bob before the break because he's been holding. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Bob.
No, it's you're me. Bob. You're Bob.
Frank, I was at the Jersey Boy concert. I ran into a friend of yours, and that man told 10 stories in 3 minutes. His name was Jim.
Okay.
How's he doing?
I have not talked to him for a while. People don't know what we're talking about, Bob. You know that.
Well, no, I mean, how's he doing as far as on his show and working? That man was busy. He was there with his wife. I know he's a musician. He told me he's a musician. He owns a business. And he said he's on your show every now and then. That's why I wondered, how's he doing?
I don't know who we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't either. His name's Jim, and he's a musician.
I don't know who we're talking about.
His name's Jim. He said he went golfing with you out in California, and he laid down a big wad of money on a ball.
I'm lost here.
He did a lot of talking, said he knew you.
Well, a lot of people do a lot of talking and say they know me. I have people claim to be my cousins and all kinds of things. I wish I could put two and two together here, but I
don't. Oh, my God. He told stories about you for 10 minutes. I thought he worked for you.
No, I hope they were either true or really impressive stories.
You know what kind of business he was in?
He said he was a musician, and then he was he did a lot of work, and I think his family owned some kind of company. But he loved you, and he talked about you.
I appreciate that. I wish I knew who he was, but the name and the musician thing and the wad of money and none of that rings a bell to me.
He said he was out there with that guy who does all the movie reviews, and they were on a golf course, and he laid down a wad of money on a hole.
Well, that could have very well happened. I think maybe he's giving the impression we know each other a little better than we do. We were together.
I don't know. He was just a talker, and I thought I'd touch base.
Well, we were together once, apparently, and if he got 10 stories out of that, good for him.
There's one Jim that I know that has been out.
No, this guy's not a musician.
Yeah, I know.
All right, man. Bob, I wish I could help you, but thank you for passing that on.
I think he was a musician back in the day.
Okay.
All right. Well,
he was at this thing.
Anyway, I told him I would listen to you, and, man, he talked. I had to walk away.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the story. I appreciate it.
All right.
Because the Jim I know that we're thinking about wouldn't have been there with his wife, I don't think, at the Fox. Okay. Well, folks, I hope you were able to decipher all that.
Because we weren't.
I don't know that we were. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take your calls. I gave you the numbers. I hope you retained them. First Community Credit Union is a place to bank. Even though the word bank is not in the name, it's a place to bank. Trust me, because I know because I bank there. And you'll never hear me use these words. There are two expressions I hear people use on the air that you won't hear me use. Yeah. And don't just take it from me. Or don't take it from me. I don't do that. And I won't go, tell them Frank sent you. No. But I would like it if you tell them you're AM and the PM and that you're a listener. And if you want to tell them that I said, that's fine. You can. I just never will ask you to do that. I've always found that sort of, I don't know, overdone. But here's what's going to happen. What doesn't seem to be a very important thing for you to do, like change where you do your banking, will be something once you do it, you'll be glad you did. Because like a lot of other things, you don't know that there's something better out there, that there's a better place to bank, because you've been stuck banking at the same place for a long time. You haven't bothered to explore, to check out what else is out there. And I'm telling you, there's something else out there, and it's called First Community Credit Union. And everything that you want from a bank and all the banking you want to do, you can do at First Community Credit Union. That's what they offer. And they offer it to not just their customers, but their members who are their owners. It's a nonprofit. The customers or members own it. So why don't you check into it? I think you will be happy you made the change. It's not a hard thing to do. You just close your accounts out where you're banking now and open them up at First Community Credit Union. They sponsor the yard sale every Saturday, and a lot of people are glad they do. And they're the only sponsor. FirstCommunity.com.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it's not too bad right now, Dan. You do have some construction, a little bit of a backup coming in on westbound 270 at the Canal Bridge down to a lane. So back to about 203. And then in South County on northbound Telegraph between Cliff Cave and Jaeger, they've got the right lane down as they do work. And it looks like it's going to be ongoing for a little while. It's getting some backup as folks are going northbound on Telegraph. Right now, traffic is light on southbound 270, looking pretty light on southbound 55 at this time. This traffic report is brought to you by Fast Acting Advil. Fast Acting Advil, it has fast absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in minutes. Try Fast Acting Advil today. Find it in the white box. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what you missed on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Two-time Oscar winner Kevin Spacey.
Marty, how are you?
I'm wondering, though, if there are spoiler alerts for Kevin Spacey's friends. They say, well, I'm a season behind. Hold on. I'm a couple episodes, but don't tell me what happens to your character. Do you get that?
Oh, I believe in the fact that we're in a non-spoiler generation. I think it's really cool. Nobody cares anymore that something's on at 8 o'clock on Tuesday. You know, they want to watch it at their own pace.
If I asked you to do a little Carson, is that too cliche?
No, it's not too cliche, but I don't normally work on the... What day of the week is it? Yeah, I don't normally work on this day. I'm normally off.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show, along with Randy Naughton, weekdays at 10 on KTRS.
Everyone, and I mean everyone, at St. Louis Closet Company, from the designers to the installers, have one goal in mind, and that is for you to be completely satisfied. Other companies say they'll do it, but at St. Louis Closet Company, 23 years, they have satisfied customers. They've won every award there is to win. Now, what about your closets? They'll come out to your house, and they'll give you a free in-home estimate. In about an hour, they'll have a design ready for you to look at, and of course, you can change, because at St. Louis Closet Company, it's all about custom designs. The installations are completed in one day by St. Louisans. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. Murphy beds, master bedroom closets, laundry rooms, home offices, garages, mudrooms, even pantries. St. Louis Closet Company, check out their showroom on Big Bend, or check them out online, stlouiscloseteco.com, and ask about their spring special. 314-781-9000, 314-781-9000. St. Louis Closet Company.
All right, spring is finally here. This is Shannon from Swing Around Fun Town, inviting you to get those kids out of the house and come have some fun.
No matter if you're 6 or 66, you should check out the area's best batting cages and show all your friends how you can hit it out of the park. Race over the bridges and through the tunnels on one of the most exciting Grand Prix go-kart tracks in the country. Cool off in the splash and crash bumper boats. Go for that hole-in-one on the miniature golf course, voted the top outdoor miniature golf course in St. Louis. Check out the brand new Spin Zone Bumper Car Arena, or any of the tons of arcade games.
Do you have a reason to celebrate? Let Swing Around Fun Town take the worry out of your planning. With over 20 years experience in fun, we promise to make your next birthday party, family reunion, company picnic, or whatever reason you have to celebrate, an occasion to remember.
Swing Around Fun Town is just a half mile west of I-270 at Gravois and 141 in Fenton. Parents, get out of the house. Bring the kids, bring yourselves, and bring the grandparents to Swing Around Fun Town, where they take fun seriously.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up, Karastan, and Midwest Floor. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karastan have teamed together to make the month of May National Karastan Month. If you've ever dreamed of owning a Karastan carpet, now is the time. Karastan, quite simply, makes the finest carpet and rugs made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karastan Gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karastan products anywhere. And during National Karastan Month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, on most products, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters, and do I have a deal for you, and it's just in time for Mother's Day. We just purchased an entire truckload of Bosch dishwashers at huge savings. Visit Appliance Discounters today to save hundreds of dollars compared to the local competitors when purchasing your quality Bosch dishwasher. Plus, Appliance Discounters will pay for your replacement install. Delivered, installed, haul away of the old dishwasher, and it's all on us. But hurry in before they're gone. Appliance Discounters, happiest customers, unhappiest competition.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chamberson, and Rosé. To find out more, Yellow Farmhouse Wine. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
Find major savings with amazing options right now at Rent-A-Center. For the ultimate in comfort and entertainment, hurry in for the new Home Meridian bed with a 32-inch TV built into the footboard. Get both for a special low weekly price with delivery and setup included. Or get a super hot Samsung Galaxy Note 8 with easy flexible payments and no credit check. Only at Rent-A-Center, where you can get amazing deals and amazing payment options designed to fit your budget. Rental purchase transaction offer expires 5/24/14. See store for details.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800. New roof.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Lime in the coconut, you drink it all, no?
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank it all up. She put the lime in the coconut.
You know, the best commercials that Sprite, no, maybe it was 7-Up, ever did.
Yeah, one of the two of them did use this.
Jeffrey Holder did that.
Cola.
Now, which brings me to this question. When's the last time you saw a 7-Up commercial? Years.
It's been forever.
Yeah, years.
I just remember.
What is that about? Why are there no Sprite or 7-Up commercials? We see Pepsi. We see Coke.
Yeah.
Never anymore do you see a 7-Up commercial. I don't ever hear anybody say the words, I'll have a 7-Up.
What family is 7-Up in? Is it Pepsi or Coke?
Well, it's one or the other, and I don't remember. I can never remember. And so is Dr. Pepper. I think Dr. Pepper is, I think, Coke.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
And Mr. Pibb, I think, is a Pepsi.
Mr. Don't even put that in the same category. That stinking Mr. Pibb. That's a bad attempt at trying to be like
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. All right, now this... 314-969-KTRS. You can call. You need to call now because Dr. Doug jumps in here right after the next news break. Then we'll have some time. If you want to call now, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Bob Hoskins is dead. Now, 71 or 2.
Right, 71, I think.
What a career. Oh, wait.
I had no idea who it was by the name, and then I saw Frame Roger Rabbit. That was,
well, look at all of his string of big movie hits. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? And then there was Now, how is that? How is it that a guy, and I haven't seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit, I've seen enough of it that it looked like he was pretty good at it.
He was
the perfect guy. What happens where you never see a guy like that again? Was he so good at that character that nobody would give him any other kind of work?
I'm looking at his IMDb here. I mean, he has movies
probably
and stuff, but nothing you've ever seen.
Yeah, just B-list stuff.
TV movies.
Yeah. And every once in a while, I'll see somebody who had a pretty major role in a TV series years ago or a movie, haven't done anything since, and they're on some Oxydol commercial or something.
Yeah.
You know, the husband in the kitchen asking, what kind of cereal is this? And I go, well, that's a guy who at one time was, you know, like a pretty big deal. Well, I just wonder.
Oxydol.
I think it's a combination. it's one of a couple of things happen. I think there's a list in Hollywood, and I'm not kidding. And I think the females, this is not a blanket statement that is true of all of them, but I think that a great majority of females who make it in Hollywood know what they have to do and who they have to do it with. I'm serious. And I think if you're a man, you got to be willing to have markers called in. Hey, pal, remember I got you that part on here? You owe me, okay? So you got to play that Hollywood game. But then I get I guess there's a point where you're such a huge, then you can do whatever you want. You're still going to get called and sit scripts all the time. But I think that's a handful of people. I think there's a game that has to be played. So Bob Hoskins is dead, and outside of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, I'm not sure anybody knows. Now, there's another story. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but this is like literally like a horror movie. When my kids were little, we had baby monitors. Do you know the baby monitor story?
Yes.
No, I don't.
We had a baby monitor when all three of our kids were little, but it was an audio baby monitor. So you had a receiver, and you had a transmitter in by the crib.
Yeah.
And you could hear or sleeping quiet, and you would be in the kitchen, and you had that speaker. So you'd hear if it sounded like he was awake or...
And
well, now
sometimes it would cut in, and you could hear if
other people.
Yeah.
Well, and they sadly
on the cordless phone frequencies.
Yeah. Sadly, they put an end to that. And you can't spy on the neighbors.
Yeah.
My son has a video. This is the slickest thing, and it's inexpensive, a couple hundred bucks, and it's a video monitor, like a little television. And they take it with them, and when they're watching TV, and so their son is in his crib. And they can literally look down at the monitor, and there's sound. So there's a camera and a microphone in the baby's room with the crib. Lots of parents have this. So the story that came out yesterday, some hacker found a way to hack in and look into the baby's room from somewhere else other than the house and talk to the baby.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Talk to the new systems, you can talk
like a two-way
to the baby's room. Like if he hears the sound of your voice, it's okay, daddy's here, mommy's here.
Wow.
The baby can hear your voice. I watched them interview this mom. They walk in the room, and there's a man's voice talking to their baby.
Oh,
wake up.
That's creepy.
Wake up. It's the creepiest thing ever. He's watching their kid, and he has found a way to hack in to that camera transmission. That is creepy. Is there anything that the bad people can't do?
No, it doesn't seem like.
I mean, they... hacker genius type people. The fact, do you know that at my house, I'm not making this up, I have a piece of tape, I think I told you this, over my camera on my computer.
Oh, webcam, yeah.
I put a piece of tape over it because I'm convinced that somebody might be able to tap into my computer and see everything behind me when I'm sitting, they'll see me sitting in front of it, but everything behind me. And that something about that might give away where you live, what you have in your house. You know, what if you decide to sit in front of the computer, you run over after you just got out of the shower, and you want to sit there and, you know, you don't need
more power to them if they want to do that with me.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, they won't be there long.
Yeah.
But I stuck a little piece of electrical tape over the camera lens because I told you, I'm one of these people that, and I'm sure this is probably not true, but OnStar – If you're driving along and you reach up and push OnStar, OnStar, can I help you, Mr. Strauss? I mean, they know your name because it comes up on the computer. That vehicle belongs to Dan Strauss. He's got an Equinox. So they're, or that belongs to me, and they know that I've got this Corvette. You know, Ms. Pinion, how's it going? If they can do that, who's to say that without my pushing the button, they can activate it?
Oh, yeah.
And listen to what I'm saying on a trip with my wife or something. Why not?
Somewhere they're calling everybody over. Come here, come here, come here.
Yeah,
come here.
At the OnStar headquarters somewhere, somebody might call a coworker, like you just said, over and go, hey, Dan's fighting again. He's fighting again with his daughter. Come here, listen, this is great. You know, and they listen to the stuff they have no business listening to. Maybe a drive-thru at the bank, and they go, I need you to verify your Social Security. It's just gotten to the point where I'm kind of suspect of almost everything. I'm sure that doesn't happen. We haven't heard any stories that imply in any way that OnStar is an issue. But if the communication goes both ways, who's to say one side has to activate it? Let's talk to Rick and we'll take a break. Hello, Rick. How are you?
Yeah, man, I'm in the pen.
Well, that's how you ought to be. That's how everybody ought to be. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I think what they need to do, all of these hackers with these computers, either do like they do over in Saudi Arabia, cut their hands off where they can't use these computers.
There you go. I agree with you.
Or make their computers only pull up lemonparty.org.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so you went there.
Yeah, I did, and I wish I hadn't.
Yeah, you can't get it out of your head, can you?
I think everybody has.
Now, Rick, hey. I'm glad you brought this up, because when you hang up here, we're going to have to issue a warning now to people.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Rick. Folks, this is a serious warning. Now, you heard the website Rick just mentioned. It's lemonparty.org. Mm. Do not repeat. Do not go there.
No, Rick,
we brought
that
up to Paul this past Friday.
Yes.
He had never heard of it, and so I didn't show him, but I just started describing.
Yeah.
And he goes, stop. All right.
Stop.
Just stop.
And what's so beautiful about it? The name, Lemon Party. Well, that sounds great.
What,
a bunch of people making lemonade?
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, it has nothing to do with what you'll see.
No way to decipher from the name.
Don't go to that site.
Yeah.
And if you do and you get sick or you get, don't call us, because we're the ones who told you not to go there.
And your retinas burn, or you gouge your eyes out.
Or you have nightmares.
Yes.
Or you can never look at your grandpa the same again.
Or any other old man.
Or any other two old men together.
Three
old men together. If you see three old men having lunch and a horrible image comes in your head, don't blame us. We told you not to go to, and again, it's lemonparty.org.
Do not go there.
Do not go there. Homie. All right, 41 years this month. I hit the 41-year mark as a patient at Ballast Dental Care. That deserves a round of applause. I'm going to generate my own round of applause for going to the same dentist for 41 years. So I'm talking to anybody listening who has teeth. So you people who might be listening in Kentucky, Appalachia, those people that I've been watching on these documentaries, all right, you're excused. Really, you shouldn't be. You should probably get in there, but you're not going to. Because you made it very clear in the documentaries, the one thing you're not interested in taking care of is your teeth. Or apparently your odor, or your education, or your kids being clean, or a car that really runs and is not up on blocks, or any other. But for those of you who are interested in your teeth, and who would like to keep them healthy and decent looking, I have someone you might want to get to know, and that's, well, it's several someones. It's the people at Ballast Dental Care. It's at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And yes, like a lot of other dentists' offices, it's very similar. It has the chairs that adjust and the lights, and the people wear little goggle-type things with lights on them and masks and their gloves, and they have their little uniforms, and that's kind of all the same. What's different is they seem to have the ability to understand you and what's in your head, and they get it. They get why you don't want to be there the first time. But that's when it ends. They're not going to get why you wouldn't want to be there the second time, and neither will anybody else who's ever been there, because there won't be a second time of apprehension or fear or anxiety. Because when you make your first appointment and go, within a matter of a few minutes, it'll be like you've been a patient there forever. I know that's hard to believe, especially if you really hate going to the dentist. If you do, then you haven't been to this clinic. Change that. Make an appointment. They'd love to have you. Ballast Dental Care. BallastDentalCare.com.
Meep, meep.
Time for another quick look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, it does look like things are starting to build up now on westbound 40 between Kings Highway and McCausland, 270 through Mason. Same thing on westbound 70 through Jennings Station and Lucas and Hunt. You do have the construction on westbound 270 at the Canal Bridge causing a backup there. And on westbound 44 from the Museo Veterans Bridge to the Edward Jones Dome, you're running slow there. And this traffic report brought to you by Fast Acting Advil. Fast Acting Advil, it has fast absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in minutes. Try Fast Acting Advil today. Find it in the white box. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Everybody enjoys a day at the winery. Not to be the one to rain on your parade, but it can be a long haul and some of the Missouri wine not really worth the trip. Better idea. Cottleville Wine Cellar. First off, it's just off Highway N, and they carry over 200 different wines from all over the world. The best part, though, the atmosphere. Imagine a beautiful patio with a waterfall, gazebo, and heated covered pavilion that'll fit a couple hundred of your closest friends. Lots to eat, too, from meat and cheese platters to mouth-watering wraps, salads, and paninis. Catering available as well for wedding showers, bachelorette parties, and really any occasion. No need to bring the iPod either. You'll find live music from the area's hottest bands 4 days a week. Check out CottleVilleWineCellar.com for a full schedule. Cottleville Wine Cellar and Wine Garden, 5314 Highway N, minutes from Chesterfield and Lake St. Louis. For a full wine list, band schedule, and more, go to CottleVilleWineCellar.com. Cottleville Wine Cellar and Wine Garden, bringing wine country to your backyard. 636-244-4453.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.